The readings of September 10th, the day that Charlie Kirk was assassinated, and the readings of September 11th today are prophesying on his life and his death. Now, the question is, are we tone deaf? Are we hearing what God is wanting to tell us? Listen to this. This is from yesterday, September 10th, first reading, Colossians 3, 1 through 11. Brothers and sisters, if you are raised with Christ, seek what is above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Think of what is above, not of what is on earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, your life, appears, then you too will appear with him in glory. Put to death, then, the parts of you that are earthly. How can we not hear what he is saying? Think of heaven, which is exactly what he would do. That's what Charlie did. And then the gospel, Luke 6, 20 to 26, raising his eyes toward his disciples, Jesus said, "Blessed are you who are poor, for the kingdom of God is yours. Blessed are you who are hungry now, for you will be satisfied. Blessed are you who are weeping now, for you will laugh. Blessed are you when people hate you, and when they exclude you and insult you, and denounce your name as evil on account of the Son of Man. Rejoice and leap for joy on that day. Behold, your reward will be great in heaven, for their ancestors treated the prophets in the same way." What happened to him all the time? People denounced his name, called him evil on account of what he did for Jesus Christ. They hated him. So many people hated him. Think of heaven. Message one. Number two, we will be persecuted. This is the beginning, and he lights a way for us forward. That's what I said in yesterday's video. What's the way forward? Persecution. And when we are hated for the name of Jesus, we must remember Jesus, the apostles, the martyr, the example of Charlie, and rejoice on that day. On the day that you are persecuted, throw a party like none other. Leap for joy. Jesus never tells us to leap for joy, but he does there. Leap for joy on that day. Now let's go to today's reading. It gets better. This is from Colossians 3, 12 to 17. Brothers and sisters, put on as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, heartfelt compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience, bearing with one another and forgiving one another. If one has a grievance against another, as the Lord has forgiven you, so you must also do. So yesterday's reading talking about what happened, and today God is giving us advice as to what to do. We will be persecuted. Think of heaven and rejoice when we're persecuted and forgive those people. We must do this. And then the gospel, Luke 6, 27 to 38. Jesus said to his disciples, "To you who hear, are we listening? I say, love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who mistreat you. To the person who strikes you on one cheek, offer the other one as well." I can't make this up. This could not be any more prophetic on what has happened to him and what will happen to us. Think of heaven. Rejoice when we're persecuted, which is, it's at our doorstep. Forgive, and pray blessings on those who curse us, because we are about to be cursed by others, and we must pray for them and rejoice that we get to share, because we are sharing in the highest beatitude. Blessed are those who are persecuted for my name. That is the highest beatitude that one can achieve here in this life. Priests of God, deacons of God, bishops of God, are you hearing what God is wanting to speak to the church? Are you preaching this? Or are you afraid because of the persecution that will come? Lay people of God, we cannot be afraid. How can we be afraid after what happened to him? That would be embarrassing for the rest of your life. How can we be silent when he spoke up and was killed for it? I can't think of a greater sin than at this moment in our life, in history, and in the church here in the USA and in the whole world, to be silent. I will not bear with that. I will not do that. I cannot do that. Let's pray for the repose of his soul. Let's ask Our Lady, someone whom he said that Protestants should honor more as an example, to pray for the repose of his soul. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Eternal rest grant unto him, O Lord, and may perpetual light shine upon him. May he rest in peace. May his soul and the souls of all the faithful departed, through the mercy of God, rest in peace. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you, and I'll see you in the next one. Thank you.